Okay, let's get started with our discussion for tonight, and that is a topic related to Maseches Tamid on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara there discussed why is it that one is not allowed to use, almost every type of wood one is allowed to use to burn on the top of the Mizbeach, but there are two types of wood that the Mishnah says you can't use. You can't use wood from olive trees or from vines. Chutz Bishol Zayis Bishol Gefen. And the Gemara is bothered, why Dafka are those two excluded? So the Gemara gives two reasons. One, Mishum Dekatri, either because that it has knots in the wood, and therefore moisture stays in, and it cannot be dried out properly, so that's why it's inappropriate. Or Katri might mean that it causes too much smoke. Kitor has both translations in Aramaic. But the second day, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Amar, Mishum Yishuv De Eretz Yisrael. Because we don't want to use the wood, because there will be less vines, there will be less shemen in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, those are ready. There's a takana, not a din daraisa, a drabanan, that we shouldn't use those, so that Eretz Yisrael has enough kfanim and enough zaysim. Okay, so that's a good springboard for us to be able to talk a little bit about a topic which we could have 10 different shiurim about. We're going to pinpoint one issue for our discussion, just a small part of the larger issue, and then maybe one or two more general points at the end. And that is the idea of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and the Shitas HaRambam specifically, and his argument with the Ramban. What we're not going to talk about is different ideas of how is it that one, what the defense is, if Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, what is the defense of living outside of Eretz Yisrael? That is a topic throughout the generations. Different explanations have been given, and that's not for tonight. We're not going to get into the Gemara at all of the Shalosh Shvuos. At the end of Maseches Ksubis, what was the Satmar Rebbe's opinion, and what are the arguments of Rov HaPoskim against the Satmar Rebbe? We're not going to get into that either. What we're going to focus on is on one issue, and that is the Shitas HaRambam regarding the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and then one or two other points as well in the afterwards. So it all starts with Psukim in Parshas Maaseh. End of Maaseh, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Vayidabar Shem Moshe Bar Vos Moav Al Yarden Yirech Olei Mar. Hashem said to Moshe in Ar Vos Moav on the Yarden Yerecho, on the river next to Yericho. That's, by the way, Tamar's Daf. Talks all about the uniqueness of Yericho. There's an amazing Ravid on Tamar's Daf that talks about the connection between Yericho and Yerushalayim. Yericho being the Truma of Eretz Yisrael, the first city, and therefore it's like Truma, and therefore it has special significance. Anyway, that's the Ravid in Tamid. Says the Pasuk, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amar toleihem, ki atem ovrim es ha-yardein el aras kinon, when you go across the Yardein, v'horashtem es kol yoshri ha-aras b'pneichem, you shall drive out the inhabitants from before you. V'ibadetem eis kol maski yosam, and you shall destroy all of their idols. V'eis kol tzalmim masei chosam ta'abedu, and all of their tzlamim also. V'es kol pomosat ha-shmidu, avodah zarah, the mitzvah zaseh daraisa is search and destroy. In Eretz Yisrael, at least. Search and destroy, that's the mitzvah. V'horashtem es ha'aretz, and after you destroy all the Avodah Zarah, you shall drive out the inhabitants. Also, v'shaftem, and you shall settle there. Ki lachem nasati es ha'aretz l'resh es osa, because to you I have given this land to settle in it. How are we supposed to understand this, these psukim? So if you look in Rashi, I didn't give you the Rashi, but if you look in Rashi, Rashi just says it's a haftacha. This is what's going to happen. You're going to do this, and you're going to drive them out, v'chulu v'chulu. So Rashi doesn't say yes, doesn't say no about relating to our mitzvah. He doesn't say explicitly as what we're about to see in the Ramban, but Rashi never does. When does Rashi ever say, maybe three or four times in all of his commentary on the Torah, this is a mitzvah, this is not a mitzvah. When does he say that? That's not Rashi's job. Rashi's not interested in giving you minyan mitzvahs. Even if something's a mitzvah, he'll give you pshat of the pasuk. So you can't really be medayik anything from Rashi. That's why the Ramban here doesn't quote Rashi and argue on him. Some say, oh, Rashi holds against the Ramban. I don't think you can even take anything from Rashi. Rashi's giving pshat of the pasuk, and the Ramban now, though, says there's a deeper meaning, which Rashi might or might not agree with, but either way, says the Ramban on that pasuk, al daiti zu mitzvah zasehi. the Ramban is clear. You could write a thesis on the Ramban's Shita relating to his connection to Eretz Yisrael. You put all the Rambans about the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. You put all the Rambans ala Torah regarding direct hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban in Parshas Achrimos about the land spitting out Vatoki Eretz Yosheveha, because of the direct hashkacha. The Ramban in Sefer Bereishis, where he talks about the Avos only did the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. Many times throughout his commentary, the Ramban highlights the fact that there's something unique about Eretz Yisrael. The Torah highlights it. You don't need the Ramban for that. That the Ramban highlights it in a halachic way. That is the importance of the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Al daitizu mitzvahs aseyi. This is a mitzvahs asei. Yitzaveh usam. When it says you shall drive out the people, it's not just describing what will happen, but it is a command. You shall drive out the people. Yitzaveh usam sheyeshvu ba'aretz ve'yirshu usam. He commanded them that they should settle there. Ki hu nitzna lahem. The mitzvah is to live there. And the Ramban notes that there are many other facets to the mitzvah. Here's another one. V'lo yimasu b'nachlas Hashem. We shall not be disgusted with this land that Hashem gives us. We cannot be meraglim. You can be a meragel and live in Eretz Yisrael. We have to be positive about everything here. V'ilu yala, and the next element. V'ilu yala al daitam lo leches v'lichmosh eretz shinar o eretz asher bezulasam. And I might add in Uganda, Ulehis Yashav Sham. If there is a different land that is suggested to make a homeland for the Jewish people, wherever it is in the world, and the Jewish people go there and make that a homeland, Ya'avro Mitzvah Hashem. They will be transgressing the Mitzvah of Hashem. If throughout history, says the Ramban, if there's any place in the world where Jews think that that is their home, not where they have to live because in Brera. But if they consider a certain place their homeland, they are violating, says the Ramban, this Mitzvah Saseh. Omashia Fligar Abba Seidu Mitzvah Yishav Eretz Yisrael, Fasr Latzis Bimena, all the other elements, via Dunu Kamaredes Yishav Eretz Alalos, and the Gemara is at the end of Ksubis about a spouse who wants to go up, doesn't want to go up, which we'll talk about Bezer Shem more soon. So that is all part of this Mitzvah. The Ramban says this Pasuk at the end of Maaseh is the basis for the Mitzvah, one of the 613 of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael living in the land of Israel. That is the Ramban. And if we thought the Ramban wasn't so serious, even though he sounds pretty serious, the Ramban said this as well in the mitzvahs, which he says the Rambam left out. Right on to the left side, mitzvah revius. Shenitz tavinu lareshes haaretz asher nazarak el yisparach v'yisale la'avoseinu la'avim yisrael Yaakov. We are commanded to go and inherit the land. V'lo nazva b'yadzu la'aseinu mina umos. And we are not allowed to leave it to the other nations. We're not allowed to leave it to them. Right, this is part of the issue about land for peace. Again, another topic which we're not talking about. But that's the Ramban. Obviously, even if it's one of the 613, it's not one of the big three. So the Ramban and everybody would agree that if really one can save a life by violating this mitzvah of Nazav Yadzul Aseinu, everybody would agree that's true. The problem is that many don't think it's true in Mitzias. V'lo Nazav Yadzul Aseinu, but in theory, there is an isser to let this land be inhabited by others, O Lishmama, or even to leave it desolate. If I have the possibility, if I have the option to go and plant, to go and have an orchard, do something productive with the land, and I leave it lishmama, so that's also a violation. The mitzvah is to settle it, to conquer it, to populate it, to v'chivshua, to take over. And he quotes the pasuk that we just saw. Right, as the Gemara says at the end of Ksubis, Rashi actually quoted it in last week's parsha. Based on the pasuk by David HaMelech, David HaMelech had to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he says, "Oi, I'm going to be Oved Avodah Zarah." What does that mean? Lack of direct hashkacha, the Rabban would say, but im keini mitzvos asei ledoros mischayev kol yachid mimenu. Every single individual is chayev to do it. Afilu bizman agolus ki yadua. Even bizman agolus, says the Ramban, and that's why the Ramban said, "I'm going." And we know the stories that the Ramban got to Yerushalayim. There was not a minyan in Yerushalayim. There wasn't a sefer Torah in Yerushalayim when the Ramban got there. The Ramban writes in his commentary, there are certain parts of his commentary, in Pashas Kisisa, the Ramban describes the Machzor HaShekel, and when he says, when I got to Akko, I realized that I was wrong, and this is what the Machzor HaShekel looks like. And he writes that in his commentary. He got to show that it wasn't a minion. He had to schlep a Sefer Torah from Shechem to get it to Yerushalayim, and he started a minion there. There were some Jews there, but there wasn't a minion, and therefore the Ramban says, this is a mitzvah incumbent about every single individual throughout the centuries. So this is the Ramban. The issue is, why is this in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Sheshach HaCharav? The problem and the big mystery conceptually of this sugya is, why doesn't the Rambam quote it? If you look at the Rambam 613, it's not there. It's not there. None of the 248 have the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, why is that? So there is a well-known shita of the Megillas Esther, named after his mother, nothing to do with Purim, but his mother's name was Esther, and therefore, when he was publishing his Sefer, his mother was Niftura, so he named the Megillas Esther in honor of his mother. Says the Megillas Esther, venerally, kima shalomana harafu, you know why the Rambam doesn't count it? Lefisha mitzvah Yerusha ha'aretz v'yishivasa, lo naga rakbi me Moshe v'yehoshua v'david. Because the mitzvah only applies to earlier generations. That's when it applied. Until the time that they went into Galus, what we would call the first Aliyah. But after they went into Galus, ein mitzvah noheges ledoros ad eis hamashiach. Says the Megillas Esther, you know why the Rambam doesn't quote it? It's not an eternal mitzvah. It was and it will be, but it's not in the middle, and therefore it's not counted. Ki adarabba nistavinu lefi mashar b'sof ksubis. And it quotes that Gemara that the Satmar Rebbe made famous. Shlo nibrod beumos alechas lechmosh. That's bechazaka, right? We can't go up a chazaka, and therefore, even though mashamr chachamim hifligo b'shavach tiras haaretz, zehu dafka bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim. It's only when there was a beis hamikdash before we went into galus. But aval achshav ein mitzvah ladur ba. That is the well-known shita of the Megillas Esther, and the Satmar Rebbe made this his centerpiece, and the Munkacha Rebbe, the Minchas Alazar, also discusses this. A number of the, again, minority shitos hold this way. Even those who are anti-Zionist, so to speak, just to mention a political word for a minute, many of them did not focus on this Megillas Esther as the basis for their issues. Their issues were who are involved in the state and can one be part of that movement, which I'm not getting into now, but their issue wasn't specifically believing in this Megillas Esther. But this is the Megillas Esther. Now we're just getting back to Pshat and the Rambam. So the Megillas Esther says it's not a mitzvah because it's not Noeg Ledoros. That's his suggestion.
Are all the other mitzvahs in the Rambam Noeg Ledoros?
So there are many problems with this Megillas Esther. Many problems, and it seems clear that this can't be pshat in the Rambam. It can't be that the Rambam doesn't quote it. First of all, exactly what you just said. There are many mitzvahs that are not noeg, and they were noeg only b'zman beis hamikdash, and they'll be noeg again b'yemos hamashiach. For example, karbanos. What about karbanos? They're not noeg anymore after a churban bias, right? There's an isser bamos, and they're not going to be noeg again until Mashiach. What, you're going to tell me, well, we're allowed to build the Mizbeach before Mashiach comes, but we're not going to be Tahar, and we're not going to have Big Day Kahuna, and we're not... So, it's not going to happen anyway. So, number one, the Rambam counts many mitzvahs that are not noeg. Are a miklat. I mean, many of these mitzvahs do not... they apply it a little bit after Churban HaBayis, but there's a lemaisa big vacuum regarding many mitzvahs. So number one, this doesn't fit with the pattern. The Rambam counts mitzvahs that are not noeg l'maisa. Rambam always counts that. If there's a mitzvah that only existed in a certain time period in history, period, not before and not after, that the Rambam does not count. So for example, the issur of leaving one's house on the night of Pesach, because the Makas Bechoros is occurring. So you're not allowed to leave your house. So that's not counted as one of the 613, because that existed for a small time period, and that's it. Right, there's no more. So something like that, we'll say that, you know, the isser of not switching nachlas. Well, these are nachla mimata el mata. That was the first generation. They weren't allowed to intermarry in the shvatim. But that's not counted as a separate isser daraisa because that was one generation. But this isn't one generation. This lasted for hundreds of years, and it's going to last again in the future. So it's very difficult to say as a general point that is pshat on the Rambam. But even more than that, there are many Rambams themselves, where the Rambam quotes the concept
and the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as the basis for halachos that apply bizman hazeh. And if there's no mitzvah to apply that applies bizman hazeh, then why would the Rambam, how could the Rambam count those as mitzvos? I gave you four of them. Three of them are halachic. Source number five, the Rambam Hilchos Ishus. The Mishnayos at the end of Ksubish, which talk about a spouse which wants to force the other one to make aliyah. Amar ha'ish la'alos la'aretz Yisrael. V'hi eina rotzeh teisi b'lo ksuba. Right, this does not mean if a husband and wife, or Sheffield likes to point this out, if a husband and wife got married and neither of them had any intentions of moving to Eretz Yisrael, neither of them anything, and then all of a sudden the husband wakes up one morning, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the wife says, what are you, crazy? She says, okay, I'm divorcing without a ksuba. You can't do that. You can't like wake up one morning. He gives the example. Just let's say somebody says, okay, I want to stop working, I want to start, I'm going to sit and learn. A husband can't decide that on his own. You think you have to step on somebody's toes to do a mitzvah? You can't step on anybody's toes. What's the Mishnah talking about? Where they decided, they're talking about it, and they have these grand plans, and then one of them gets cold feet and says, no, I'm not going. So in that type of circumstance, I wish you could come, but I really have to go. I want to go. Okay, so that's the case we're talking about. But either way, what's the basis of these halachas about one spouse forcing the other one? Or, it's the same thing in Hilchos Avadim. Source number six, Eved she'amar la'alos la'aretz Yisrael, kofenes rabo la'alos imo. If an Eved Kenani wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, right, kofenes rabo la'alos imo, o yimkor so l'misha le'o misham, you got to get him there. V'din zeh b'chol zman afilu b'zman hazeh. He says, just in case we didn't catch it. He says, it's bizman hazeh afilu today, sheha'aretz b'yad akum, the aretz is b'yad akum, in the Rambam's day. In the Rambam's day, Kol Shekein, where the land is b'yad Yisrael, right? Then the ha'ara that is made, Rav Shefter makes the ha'ara, that just because it is not a religious government does not need that's b'yad Akum, right? Throughout Sefer Malachim, when you had terrible, terrible kings, they have Menashe and Achav, and all those were still called Malchi Yisrael. It wasn't called a non-Jewish kingdom. It was called the Jewish kingdom. It was still called Malchus Beis David. And they were doing worse things. They were getting everybody to do Avodah Zarah. They were doing worse things than any government has done in recent history. So the Rambam says it's Lamaisa. Or the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, the Rambam says, Halokeach bayis be'eretz Yisrael min hagoy. Somebody buying a house from a non-Jew, right, in Eretz Yisrael. Mutter lo lomar lo goy lichtov lo Shabbos Shabbos. Though usually there is an iser d'rabbanan called amir la akum, one is allowed to tell a goy to sign, to write a deed so that I can buy the house in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. Why? Amir la akum? Says the Rambam, quoting the Gemara, sha'amir la goy b'Shabbos asura mi divrehem, u'mishem yishev Eretz Yisrael lo gazru b'davar zeh. So what does that mean? Because there used to be a mitzvah of yishev Eretz Yisrael, so that doesn't make sense. It's the Rambam Halacha L'maisa. Rambam's quoting this halacha. It's quoting Shulchan Aruch. And finally, the Rambam is source number 8. The Rambam Hilchos Malachim. These aren't halachic gemaras, but they are halachic gemaras. What do I mean? These are the agaditas at the end of Ksubis, of the Tanoim that used to roll around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael, and the ones who used to keep the streets straight and fix the stones. So, why is the Rambam quoting that in Mishnah Torah? They're non-halachic. The Rambam doesn't quote every Agadita in the Mishnah Torah. He's quoting this in Mishnah Torah. He's making these halachic gemaras. He's making these Agaditas into halacha. And then he quotes in halacha Yud Beis. La'olam yadur adam be'eretz Yisrael afilu bi'ir sheru b'gayim. V'al yadur b'chutz la'aretz afilu bi'ir sheru b'Yisrael. Shekol ha'yotzei me'chutz la'aretz akilu ben avad azara. It's the Rambam talking. The famous letter of the Rambam, where the Rambam signed his name, Ani Moshe ben Maimon Asfardi, she gar be Mitzrayim, for over al hey lavim b'chol yom. I forgot the exact lashon. But the Rambam says, it's clear. So number one, in general, just because the mitzvah doesn't apply in a certain time period, even for thousands of years, does not mean that it shouldn't be counted. Number two, the other Rambams are clear. It's hard to say. Some suggest, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan for the Rambam. Very hard to suggest that. All these are based on a mitzvah d'rabbanan. You could divorce your wife without a ksuba. Mitzvah d'rabbanan. You could amir la'akum. Right? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is enough to push off amir la'akum. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan and a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So it's hard to suggest. Those are the pasah shulchan, and some wanted to suggest that for the Rambam, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's very difficult to suggest that. But either way, this is the Rambam. So if this is all true, then we're back to the question. why doesn't the Rambam quote it? Why isn't this quoted in the Rambam? To suggest, in source number 9, to suggest, like Rav Moshe does, or like Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is quoted as saying in various places, that it is a mitzvah, they didn't say this for the Rambam, but to say, they both say that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah kiyumis, as it's called, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. If you live there, it's a kiyum, but it's not a chiyuv. So first of all, that doesn't explain the Rambam. The Rambam quotes a lot of mitzvah kiyumis. Shchita is a mitzvah kiyumis. If you want to eat meat, tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyumis. Right? If you want to do this, then you have to, you don't have to, it's not a chiyuv. Right? So just because it's a mitzvah kiyumis doesn't mean the Rambam won't count it. Number one. Number two, just on a practical level, if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, you know, we Jews try to do every mitzvah that we can. We don't look for outs. I just gave you that Rav Moshe writes that in a tshuva. The Rav Moshe's diak is that nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch does it say that it's usur to leave Eretz Yisrael. Right, Rav Yosef Cairo, at the end of his life, lived in Sfat. But it doesn't say that anywhere, which is a very important idea. It doesn't quote it. The halacha of Amir La'akman writing the deed on Shabbat, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's based on the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't quote that. Okay, that's Rav Moshe's shita of Mitzvah Kiyumis. But either way, how do we understand the Rambam? So one idea that's suggested is by the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer tells us that in Yoredeya Siman Tuf Nun Dalet, I'm sorry, I forgot to put it on the sheet, but I'll read it to you. The Avnei Nezer says in Yoredeya that sometimes you find, and again, what we're about to do here is to explain, I should have said this first, to explain why the Rambam doesn't count it. Maybe he does count it, but it's included in a different mitzvah. Not every mitzvah merits its own mitzvah. For example, the suggestion is given why the Rambam does not quote Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam doesn't count Birchas HaTorah because why? The Ramban counts Birchas HaTorah as a separate mitzvah. The Birchas HaTorah maybe is included in the mitzvah of learning Torah. That's what some suggest. The Rambam doesn't count it. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam does not count. So where is it? So Reb Chaim says it's included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So sometimes you have certain mitzvahs that aren't counted independently, but they're counted as part of other mitzvahs for some reason. So there are three suggestions given by some of the Achronim here that the Rambam does count it, but it's included in another mitzvah. The most off-quoted one is the Avnei Nezer. That's in Yoredeya Siman Tuf Nun Dalet, where the Avnei Nezer says that we know there's a mitzvah to drive out the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Canaan, before it became Eretz Yisrael. So why are we supposed to drive them out? We're supposed to drive them out and then leave? It's just a mitzvah. Yeah, drive them out and then go live wherever you want. Obviously, the point of driving them out is to be able to live there. Once the Rambam counts driving out, tachrim tachrimei memelo, that's understood. That the second step is to live there. Says the Avnei Nezer, the Sacha Shava Rebbe, al kein lo nimne hachrim tachrimei v'yishivet Eretz Yisrael l'shtayim umana rak mitzvah hachrim tachrimei. So he counts, and then he quotes, this is a l'shitaso between the Rambam and the Ramban about counting, whether you count the building of the Aron as a separate mitzvah, or do you just count it as part of the mitzvah of Mishkan? The Rabban counts it separately, and that's a sotu here. He counts these separately. The Rabban counts it all as one, so the purpose of the Mishkan is to bring a house for the Aron, so you only have to count one of them, according to the Rambam. Sotu here, you only have to count one, Hachrim Tachrimim, and Memela, the other element of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is included. Okay, that's one. Very mistaver. You count one part of the process and not the second part of the process. Avnei Nezer, number one. Number two, a second idea is suggested by Rav Schechter. In Sefer Ikvei Hatzon, we had a shiur last year about related issues. Rav Schechter in his Sefer Ikvei Hatzon notes that in his understanding, as the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, there is a mitzvah, describes it as Sanhedrin, there is a mitzvah to appoint a king. Ha'amadas melech. Amadas melech, that's clearly a mitzvah. Controversy, if it's such a mitzvah, so why was Shmuel so upset? Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu so upset when they asked for a king? Okay, the topic of a shir and sefer Shmuel. But there's a mitzvah appointing a king. Says Rav Schechter in source number 10, the mitzvah isn't per se to appoint a king, but in his view, and he quotes Raya's to this, it's establishing a Jewish government. That's what a kiyum of Hamadas Melech. In the ultimate sense, is Malchus Beis David. But also, the root of that is to have a Jewish government. Dibipshuto niret, amadas melech lav dafkahu. Ela ikar shel mitzvah zu dahainu hakamas memsheles Yehudim. Volonis topic v'mashanu darim shama. It's not enough for us to live there. V'nazov esem amshala b'yadzu l'aseinu. Di'af t'pshita t'mitzvah aseidah v'kasal asmishah torah zos v'lav d'layab alonashim l'shaychen el d'gavar d'melech dafka. Yes, there are certain elements that only apply to a king per se, the personality of the king. But mikol makom shartine melucha, the other elements of a king shayachin afilu l'memshala demokratit she'en etachas shilton melech. So in Shechter's view, Hakamas Melech includes setting up a Jewish government. Memela, conquering the lands, that's part of the mitzvah of Hamadas Melech. That's the Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev Eretz Yisrael meaning going in there, living there, and setting up a government. That all could be part of the mitzvah of Hamadas Melech. And he quotes even, this might even have halachic significance, in 1948, so it's 11 and 12, might have come or especially 1967, the question about tearing Kriya on Arei Yehuda. Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Haroa Arei Yehuda Bechur Banan, Omer Arei Katshecha Hayub Midbar V'Korea. Right? When you tear Kriya for Arei Yehuda, which the Minhag Olam is not to tear Kriya now, except on Makom HaMikdash. A question why? Also not for now. But how does one define Bechur Banan in their desolate state? Says the Magen Avram, when the Umos are Moshe Aleihem. That's the Magen Avraham. If you have that definition, so then 1948, 1967, were important halachic occurrences for that halacha. But either way, that's Rav Schechter's second view, and that is included in Hamadas Melech. And finally, the third idea that we wanted to mention is from the Eretz Chemda. Rav Shaul Yisraeli in his Sefer, a lot of Trumas and Maisers and Mitzvot Hatulias Ba'aretz, but he also has an idea relating to the Rambam. Where is the mitzvah? Very creative. Says the Eretz Chemda, source 13, V'hanireh bazeh, ki motzim anu batara chiyev hoda al ha'aretz v'berchas ha'aretz. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that there are three or four elements that we must mention in Birchas Hamazon, and if we don't mention them, then we are not yotzei benching. We have to mention bris milah. We have to mention v'brischa shechasanta b'vsareinu. We have to mention binyan Yerushalayim. Bonei Brachim of Yerushalayim Amen. We have to mention Talmud Eretz Yisrael. Right, we also mention Talmud Torah. We mentioned a few all these. So we have part of the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. What Birchas Hamazon? Only the first bracha is about food. Even partially. After that, we use that opportunity as a mitzvah to thank Hashem for everything. That's what we use Birchas Hamazon for. Once we're thanking Hashem, we're in that mode, we're in the zone of Hodah, so we use the opportunity. So we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. So says the Eretz Chemda, we're supposed to thank God for Eretz Yisrael and then say, but, you know, thank you, but no thanks. Thank you, but please, please, give it to somebody else. Says the Eretz Chemda, the assumption of Birchas Hamazon, you think about it, like, on the side, like, what does Birchas Hamazon have to do with it? No, if part of Birchas Hamazon is Hodah on Eretz Yisrael, Nimsa, Shin is Chayavnu B'Tor Mitzvah Min HaTorah, Lahakir Tova, Lashem Yisbarach Al Nachlas Haaretz, Umechlal Hena Tashomei Alav, Sha'asur Lios Kafui Tova, Ulazalzim Matnas Hashem. Right, and the first Tanai is Shalom Yimasu, V'Yismechu B'Yeshivasa. If I love to just have it there, okay, I'll go there once a year. But we have to have Hakaras HaTov for Eretz Yisrael, which means we have to make it part of our lives as much as we can. And therefore, says the Eretz Chemda, that's what Yishev Eretz Yisrael is included in Berachas Hamazon. Because that's the given, that's step one, it's the prerequisite of that mitzvah. So, three suggestions by the Achronim, there are others, but three suggestions by the Achronim, which mitzvah is Yishev Eretz Yisrael included in? Because Pashas is the Rambam does count it as a mitzvah Bizman Hazeh against the Megillas Esther. We have many riyas to that in the Rambam. So, maybe it's included in Hachrim Tachrimim, maybe it's included in Hamadas Melech, maybe it's included in Berachas Hamazon. Either way, whatever the pshat is, Eretz Yisrael must be the center. You just read the Torah. Just read the Torah and we see that it is the center as Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz, V'chulu, etc. Just to close, again, this is the basic point I wanted to get across to discuss a little bit about the Shita of the Rambam. But once we're on the topic, just a couple of other sources related to the uniqueness of this mitzvah. The uniqueness of the mitzvah and how seriously we have to take it. There is also a well-known Reb Chaim Cohen. Reb Chaim Cohen quoted in Tosfos at the end of Ksubis, where Reb Chaim Cohen says in Source 15 that the reason that we, says Reb Chaim Cohen, one of the Bali Tosfos, don't live in Eretz Yisrael today, ain't annoyed with one deika sakana drachim. Sakana. And then he says, number one, sakana. And then Reb Chaim Cohen says, ki yesh kama mitzvos atulios baretz v'kama onshin de'in onu yuchon lehizor bohem v'lamod aleihem. It's really hard. So the Maharit cannot believe one of the Bali Tosfos said this, and he says it's a mistake. You should cross it out. Talmud Toek Savo. You think about it. It's unbelievable. How could somebody suggest that? The second idea. Because it's hard, so therefore you don't have to do it? We never say that. So sometimes it's keeping Shabbos is hard. But we don't have a choice in the matter. We're wearing tefillin every day, and keeping a clean mind and a clean body might be difficult to some. But well, so you don't have to do it? It's very difficult to suggest what Reb Chaim Cohen suggests, but that's his suggestion in source number in the second half, but if you think about it, it's very difficult. But the first part, I just wanted to mention, three more points. Fascinating sources. Okay, just to put these sources in the back of our minds, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, listening out there, Baruch Hashem, you have this chus to fulfill these sources, and those who don't, they shall look at it as of yet. They don't, and Beth Hashem, Bita Mashiach Rush, everybody should Beth Hashem be zocha to fulfill this mitzvah, as we always look for lechadchilus, wherever we do. So, there is a hafla, three sources. Two of the achronim, one of the rishonim. The hafla at the end of Ksubis. The hafla discusses this tosis. Sakana. So first of all, what kind of sakana were the Bali Tosfos talking about? They lived in the times of the Crusades. So the sakana of 900 years ago is not the sakana of today. Number one. Number two, says the Hafla, beautiful. Says the Hafla, line four. The ko ones eina taina, the Hafla is the of Rebbe of Chassam Sofer. The ko ones eina taina, ela kisha ha'ikufu machmas ha'ones. We only have a ptur ones if, without the ones, I would do whatever I need to do. And the ones is what is withholding me. The ones is holding me back. I want to buy a lulav. I have zero money. If I had money, I would buy the lulav. But I have no money. But let's say, even if I would have money, I wouldn't buy a lulav. Then, and if I don't have money, God's not going to say, okay, I'll give you credit. It's only if you would have money, you would have spent it on the lulav. But if you wouldn't have spent it on the lulav anyway, then you're not going to get credit for it. Says the, before we get back to that flaw, the Shmir Shabbos uses this, quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman, even Lamaisa. I'm not poskening now, I'm just mentioning the issue. It's a machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. A frum doctor switching call with a non-frum doctor. On Shabbos. Right, a firm doctor wants to be off on Shabbos. So he could say, well, the non-firm doctor is going to be driving anyway. So he might as well drive to the hospital and make it bonus. He'll be doing a mitzvah. So that's where Rav Moshe writes. I think I mentioned this in a Haggadah Shir a couple of years ago. Because the Beis HaLevi on the Pasuk Vayeda Elokim says this exact thought that we're going to see in that flaw. And Rav Shlomo Zalman uses this to explain why a firm doctor should not switch call. The frum doctor should be on call if he has that, and he should do it because for him it's a mitzvah. For the non-frum doctor, it's not a mitzvah. If he'd be driving anyway, he doesn't have the patur of ones and for chilul Shabbos because he'd be driving anyway. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe argues. Rav Moshe says, no, it's right. That's my focus quoted in the Shmir Shabbos. But says the Hafla similarly, you can only use the taina of ones. Oh, it's sakana. Oh, it's this. If without the ones, I would go. Aval im eino rotze la'asos. If a person doesn't want to be there, ein tainus ones. Shemaya rotze haya ones avachulu. Hachanami kivon she'eino ole mishum chein makomo va'artzo. If a person is not moving to the land of Israel because of the favor that his place and land finds in his eyes, v'lo machmas pachat sakana avonu biyado. Can't rely on this Reb Chaim Cohen in that case. It's only if the ones is what's withholding me. But if there's more, so then this Reb Chaim Cohen is not relevant. Right? That's the hafla. And again, we always, one of my chaverim once told me, he said, so one of my chaverim who happens to live in Chutz Laaretz right now, he says, you know, we always look for lechad chilus in all areas of halacha. What a many, even if there's one day of something or other, we're trying to be machmir l'chaladeus. And all of a sudden, Rachman al-Islam, sometimes in this sugya, you find one daya that says maybe you could rely and live. Oh, everybody poked holes like that daya. Everything's on its head. Everything's on its head. Number one. Number two, a second amazing source, that's the Kuzari. We know the Sefer Kuzari was written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and it is a story of the king of the Kuzars talking with a chaver about all the philosophy of Yahadus. So he asks him all the questions, and he gets all the answers, except one. There's one question that the chaver says, I have no answer for. And that's the question of, if you daven every day, v'sechazena einenu, so why don't you go there, if it's in your power? Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Im Kain, Sura 17. Hala over ata al mitzvah mechuyeves lefi tarascha. Im eincha ola makom ahu ve'eincha oseo bayis b'chayecha u'mosecha. Right? We should live there, not just be buried there. We should try to do the best we can. And we yearn for it. And we have to do the best we can, the most we could do. Again, obviously there are many issues involved. I'm just giving every Jew chizuk in terms of Eretz Yisrael being the center of their existence and whoever has the power to try to be there. But we have to realize that this is the center. Again, like I said, there are many issues. There's children issues, there's financial issues. But Im Kain, says the king of the Kuzars, Ein kriyascha v'ishtachavayascha nichacha. What you're bowing down and you're talking to God, ki im maisit svias o avoda she'ini makavana. It's just lip service. What do you say? Says the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Achein, says the Chaver, Matzata makom cherpa si melakuzar. You found my makom cherpa. I have no answer. Ki amnam chedze, hu asher biglalo, lo niskayim hayir asher yorha alakala bayesheni. Rani v'simchi basiyon. This is why Rani v'simchi has not taken place yet. Ki hinini ba v'shachanti besochech nechum Hashem b'chulu, and he continues. And he says at the end, what can I do? I know I'm at fault, but right now I have no excuse. The only question, I think, that is unanswered in the Kuzari. Second idea. So whatever we say for the Rambam, just remember, we have to remember these sources. Number one, the Hafla. Number two, the Kuzari. Number three, an amazing, again, this is all said by three people who, the legend has it that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi came at the end of his life. The Hafla did not live here in Eretz Yisrael, and we're about to see Rabbi Yaakov Emden didn't either. But again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden has an amazing halacha. This is in Sulam Beisel, which is the Hagdama of his Sefer. Beis Yaakov, he has a big Hagdama, but there he has a section where he discusses halachos. And he's discussing the halachos of davening towards Eretz Yisrael. Davening towards Eretz Yisrael, we know, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says, it's a daven, everybody has daven towards Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, you have daven towards Yerushalayim. Why? Talpiot. Tel Shakopios Poninbo. That's where the name of the neighborhood comes from. It's the tel, it's the mountain that all mouths turn to. That's one of the names of Yerushalayim that the Gemara talks about in Brachas Daf Lamed. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Yadua, Shechova Samis Pala Lechavein Gufo Kineged Yerushalayim. It's a chova of the Mispala to be Mechavein his guf. Kedega Yerushalayim. Vikan Reinu Lizkar Yerushalayim Shenis Lomar. Shalo Yaspik Zeha Roshem Baharemes Shanu Osim. Lezecher Uladugma Vesimana Baalma. Elehecha Delo Efshar. You can only daven towards Yerushalayim, towards Eretz Yisrael, if you can't get there. Oz Talo Lanu Akavana Vamachshova Tova Vitestarif Lomaisa Hanimna Mipne Haones Vahasakana. Ki Haones Potem Mikol Dora Vehechrich Lo Yugune. Amnam lo yishubach. This is similar to the hafla. Lo yishubach v'lo toil hakavana b'makom shein tainas onis gomor b'shas revach. If there's ever a time when you could actually get there, you can't just dive in towards there. V'lazet tzara kaladam yisrael la'asos b'libo haskama kvua utikua la'alos l'adur b'eretz yisrael. Every Jew has to put in his heart a decision, a strong decision, to move. Al kapanim kshetimsa yado dehotzah, when you can make a living there. Doesn't mean you have to go there and your life will be terrible. It doesn't mean that, well, if you're not going to be able to have three cars and you're not going to be able to live on the standard, we have to be honest with ourselves. But he said, as long as you have to do it with a little seichel, but ulehishtal cake. But even if somebody can't do it for a moment, they can't be maspik and okay, this is fine for me. always the yearning. Ule hishtokik lio zocher l'spalel sham l'fnei heichal melech, ava bishacharav lo zaza shechina mimenu. The shechina has never left. And he says in the continuation, he says, and nowadays, what could I do? Line 17. Shimuni achai v'rei'ai ametgorim be'eretz lolanu. Al admat tamei'ah. Zichruzos, remember this. Hit oshashu. Zichruot Hashem v'Yerushalayim. Remember Yerushalayim. And Yonah Dioma. Within a week of Yom Yerushalayim. Osu, and he quotes, V'al tachshavu l'shtakeah b'chutz la'aretz, l'kayim b'achlo asam, zos ha'isachatas avoseinu harishonim, shegormu b'neho l'doros ki mo'asu eretz chemda, v'hi sha'onda lanu, b'galuseinu hamar shalo echad b'lvad amar aleinu, ela b'chol der v'dar, lo shakatnu v'lo shalveinu al tzavareinu, nerdavnu, he continues, and he quotes, because he says, nobody's being mishtokek, koni v'hi sha'onda. But this is something that we always have to remember, that those who have the schus of being here, we have to daven to want even more. We need malchus beis daven. We don't just want to have a democratic government. We want malchus beis daven mamish. And those who don't have the schus to be here, you know, to strive and try to have the schus. But again, the main focus of the shiur was the Siddur Rambam. We just added on these other marmakomos, just to be mosif on the inyan. So the Hashem, we'll get back to other issues next week when we talk about another daf be'in.